When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
If you have any view on anything this morning, 53106 or 087-1400-106, do you take the Taoiseach's view that what the people with the tractors, trucks and buses are doing is an act of national sabotage? Or do you agree that, as the Taoiseach says, it's sinister? Or would you be of a view that says, like Declan Ganley, that these people are normal, hardworking people who are pushed to breaking point? Our reporters are around the country to see what's planned for today and what impact it is likely to have. And we'll start with Josh Crosby. Josh is in Limerick, where, of course, I think yesterday the M7 had significant delays and blockages. Josh, what's the plan for today?
Good morning, Anton. So I'm currently standing in the middle of the M7 motorway by exit 29. This would be, look, people will be aware, it's the main Limerick to Dublin road, and it's closed off, blocked up where I am, just minutes outside Limerick City. I got here yesterday and I took a drive around mainly trying to see how I could access this section of the road that has been blocked off. And all the arteries, the small rural roads were completely blocked up with people, I suppose, trying to find alternative routes. Many were doing 3-point turns to try and go different ways. And eventually, after not moving for 20 minutes myself, I decided to do the same. As I look around me now on the motorway, just in front of me on both sides, east and west, heading for Dublin, heading for Limerick, there are almost 30 tractors, trucks, vans. Portaloo was dropped off here yesterday. There were floodlights lit here when I first arrived this morning. The guys even showed me pictures of an ice cream van coming down and giving out ice cream here yesterday. The protesters here have told me that Gardaí came down and started taking their reg plates to say there would be fines. Now, this is the first I've heard of this happening over the 3 days I've been covering these protests. And I've been told there are more guys on the way to Limerick City this morning to do rolling protests, aiming to slow down traffic heading into the city. And around 40 minutes away from where I am now at Finesport, there are more protesters blockading Fines fuel terminal. And it's these fuel blockades that I think will be one of the main focuses today. But the guys here I've been speaking with where I am right now on the M7 this morning, they say they're not moving. When I ask them how long are they prepared to stay, they say they're here to stay.
Josh, thank you very much. We'll come back to you in a while later in the show. That's Josh Crosby in Limerick. And Josh mentioned the impact on blockades on the fuel access or fuel ports. Whitegate Refinery, obviously one of those, Foynes Terminal and Galway Terminal likewise impacted. We'll be talking to Kevin McPartland, who is CEO of Fuels for Ireland, in a second. First, Jamie O'Hara is News Talk reporter, and he is in at the Macroom Bypass. Jamie, what's the situation there?
Good morning, Anton. Well, I got here at around 6:20, pitch dark. The bypass was fully open, but within minutes, a tractor and a truck arrived. They parked right at the entrance to the Kerry-bound carriageway. The other carriageway is free, but traffic can go through Macroom, but it's going to cause some delays in the town. And of course, trucks and cars, they're circling the roundabout, they're having a look, and then they're driving into Macroom, and the road is really starting to come alive with traffic now. It was noticeable as well, Anton, on the drive here from Cork City, there was a constant stream of cars coming against me. It was really noticeable. It's not normally that busy at 6 a.m, but people clearly keen to get where they need to go to avoid delays. Right now, here on the scene, Gardaí are here. There's two TII vans with amber flashing lights. There's two TII men in orange high-vis, and I suppose their job as well is they're moving cones to allow protesters, only protesters, to join the blockade. It's an interesting array of vehicles actually blocking the road so far. There's a few large trucks, tractors, and a few excavators, which I didn't expect to see, the ones on wheels rather than on tracks. Just before I came on with you, an ambulance passed through the blockade with relative ease. There was no delay to it getting through at all. It flashed its lights and sirens for a second. After it got through, it went along the bypass and was off. But yeah, they're settling in for another day on the bypass here in Macroom.
Thank you very much, Amy. We'll check in with you again in a while. Lovely to hear that the birds are unperturbed by all of this chaos. Emily Keegan is with us. She's in Westmeath at the Kinnegad Plaza. And of course, Emily was reporting for us yesterday from O'Connell Street, where, as I understand it, there are still tractors and buses parked up down the middle of the street. Emily, what are you looking at in Kinnegad?
Things are a bit slower to get going here in Kinnegad this morning. Sitting here at the station, it looks like your average Thursday morning, to be completely honest with you. There are a few HGVs here, but they appear to just be here to fuel up and then head on their way to deliver their goods as normal. There's no real presence of protesters here so far. Now, they're due to arrive between 7 and 7:30, so there's still time yet for things to pick up. And the plan for them is to roll slowly towards Dublin. We've seen over the past few days they've hit highs of about 15 kilometres an hour in some parts. So, I mean, realistically, it only takes about two lorries to actually block the M4 heading towards Dublin, if that's what it takes. So there's no real need for a huge presence. But as I said, there's nothing really here so far. But if the last few days are anything to go by, there will be vehicles joining from other stations along the way. I know I passed the Enfield station on the way here, and I would imagine there'll be people waiting there to join in if anyone does start from here at about 7:30. I'll be here for the next while anyway, until 7:30, seeing how things go, seeing if anybody else turns up, if things pick up a little bit, but very slow to start so far.
Thank you very much, Emily. We'll check back in with you. We're heading over to Maggie Chambers now, who is at the Galway Fuel Depot, one of three depots or terminals or refineries currently being blockaded. Maggie, what's happening in Galway?
Hi, Anton. Yeah, it's been a very cold, very windy night for the protesters gathered here. It's been drizzling on and off. However, there are two fires burning here in steel barrels to keep people warm. Now, the key thing about this protest is that while it's smaller than the ones in Dublin, it's definitely having a noticeable impact. There are around 10 people standing out at the moment, but they've already managed to block around 11 or 12 fuel trucks from entering the depot in the last 48 hours. They've been here since 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning. I was here last night and there was about 20 people standing out, including a group of motorcyclists. So they're taking it in turns standing out. A few people are gone home to their vehicle, or gone home or to their vehicles to get a few hours sleep. And I've also been told that there's a bus coming from Claremorris later this morning with about 40 people on it. Another thing to note is that they are not blocking pedestrians or cars or buses from getting through. They're only blocking fuel trucks. They said they cancelled the rolling protest on Tuesday because they didn't want to disrupt the general public. There are about 20 vehicles or so parked up, and it includes tractors and lorries. Many of the vehicles are decorated with flags. I can see Irish flags and I can also see a Mayo flag as well. So people are travelling up from all over Galway. And I've also been speaking to a few people who have travelled from Mayo. There are also guards doing 24-hour surveillance, but they aren't really intervening as it is a calm protest. Food-wise, people have been dropping off takeaways, bags of food. There's a pallet here and it's just full of food on it. Since I've been here since 6 this morning, 3 people have already dropped off bags of sweets and buns, and in the last 30 minutes they've been handing out sausage rolls. So the general consensus is that they are not leaving here anytime soon. I spoke to one protester earlier, and to quote, he said, "We have your fuel and you're not getting it until our demands are met." So while they may be somewhat out of sight down here at the docks, they're certainly making themselves heard.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.